What if the very qualities that make you a brilliant artist, designer, or creative professional, your intuition, your love of experimentation, your resistance to rigid structures, weren't obstacles to business success, but the foundation for it? For years, creative entrepreneurs have been told to suppress their right-brain tendencies and adopt left-brain business strategies that feel like wearing someone else's ill-fitting clothes. But there's another way. Your business doesn't need to be engineered like a machine. It can emerge organically, like a painting that reveals itself through exploration and discovery. This approach transforms business building from a dreaded chore into a natural extension of your creative practice, where success is defined on your terms and sustainable growth happens through cycles of inspiration, experimentation, and refinement rather than forced linear progression. Traditional business advice suggests a straight path from point A to point B, but creative businesses rarely follow straight lines. Instead, they evolve through a natural creative process, finding inspiration, sketching possibilities, playing with ideas, making them real, sharing with the world, learning from feedback, and refining before beginning again. This cyclical approach honors how right-brain entrepreneurs naturally work rather than fighting against it. Success in your business means defining it on your terms, whether that's freedom, financial goals, meaningful impact, recognition, creativity, or simply having fun. One entrepreneur might prioritize 4-day work weeks for family time. Another focuses on creating socially impactful art. There's no universal formula. Sustainable businesses require scalability, resilience, and owners who continuously learn and refine their creative process. Working to exhaustion isn't viable long-term. When you monitor your company's overall health and establish proper support systems, your growth capacity expands naturally. This holistic approach treats your business as a living ecosystem rather than a mechanical system, making the right brain method particularly effective for creative entrepreneurs who feel alienated by conventional business advice. The business flower exercise serves as a powerful visualization tool, helping you see your business as an interconnected ecosystem. It transforms abstract concepts into concrete pictures that align with the creative mind's natural preference for patterns and relationships. At the center of your business flower is your core message, the irresistible nectar attracting your right people. Surrounding petals represent inspired actions aligned with your values, not obligatory tasks. The stem shows your annual income goal, with leaves displaying each product or service and its revenue. Existing offerings go left, planned ones right, instantly revealing if you'll meet financial goals without spreadsheets. Roots represent your core values, grounding your business to withstand storms. Other elements complete the ecosystem: the sun, mentors, soil, knowledge and resources, watering can, emotional support, and honeybees, fans and customers. Assessing each component identifies areas needing attention, helping right-brain entrepreneurs see connections between business aspects that traditional planning might miss. A compelling core message reflects your unique blend of background, passions, and talents, helping you stand out and attract perfect customers. Uncover it through creative exercises. Design a fantastical freeway billboard communicating your life-changing message. Consider, what would you tattoo across your chest to identify your passion? Or write secret love notes to perfect customers? The more you voice your message, the more comfortable you become, and the better feedback you receive. Your authentic perspective attracts your right people. Bringing your genuine self makes you magnetic to those who need what you offer. Connect with your audience through three stages: connections, individual relationships, community, bringing people together, and customers, those who trust and invest. In-person networking remains powerful. Reframe it as finding your right people, not selling yourself. Email newsletters create direct relationships with customers who've given permission to reach them. Write as if conversing with your favorite perfect customer. Authenticity helps the right people find you, as one consultant discovered when she attracted a new client immediately after writing a newsletter in her true voice, complete with an F-bomb that felt genuinely her. Authentic selling mirrors thoughtful gift giving, noticing needs and matching them with value. A complete offer includes your passions and gifts, your target audience, clear benefits, specific features, anticipated concerns addressed up front, pricing, and policies. When setting prices, find a balance that feels good, covers costs with healthy profit, reflects appropriate value, and works for customers. Consider irresistible bonuses that enhance without overwhelming. Creating great offers isn't enough. You need focused campaigns so the right people discover them. Unlike ongoing marketing that builds visibility over time, launch campaigns highlight specific offers during particular windows to create buzz and urgency. Without campaigns, offers fade into background noise. A launch plan includes awareness-building teasers that pique curiosity, clear invitations to action, and strategic follow-ups. One powerful approach: launch, then create, setting a public deadline before your product is finished. A publicized launch date with money on the table and people expecting delivery initiates focused action far more effectively than endlessly waiting for perfection. Right brain entrepreneurs have three income levers: attract more customers, raise prices, or increase repeat purchases. New businesses should focus on expanding reach. Raise prices when offers sell out quickly or competitors charge more successfully. Established businesses thrive by nurturing existing client relationships. Diversify income streams to leverage your time. Start with individual services, expand to group offerings, then create passive income. A health consultant charging $100 an hour for individual sessions earns $1,000 monthly from 10 clients. Adding $40 person group sessions generates $2,000 in just 5 hours. A $100 home study course produces another $2,000 monthly with minimal effort. Track weekly income and expenses, profit margins, and monthly targets. Balance Moolah Now work, immediate income from one-to-one services or existing products, with Moolah Later projects, aligned with your big vision but requiring development time. Your Moolah Now method funds Moolah Later ventures, creating sustainable rhythm between immediate revenue and long-term growth. As your business grows, doing everything yourself becomes counterproductive. Outsource tasks you're not good at, those requiring specific expertise, legal, accounting, tasks that frustrate you, activities consuming time better spent elsewhere, and routine tasks no longer inspiring passion. When bringing on help, clarity is essential. List specific tasks needing assistance, then envision your ideal helper's qualities, experience, and values. Consider both hard skills, technical expertise, and soft skills, communication style, cultural fit. Beyond people, your business needs solid systems, document payment processes, launch plans, customer management, scheduling, vendor relationships, production, shipping, marketing, and backups. You don't need exhaustive documentation. High-level bullet points covering key tasks, decision points, and potential issues create effective reference guides. Building a sustainable business requires creating calm amid chaos. You need stamina to share your gifts profitably over the long haul. Sometimes resting is exactly what's needed to reach your next level. Three interconnected strategies help create business ease: simplicity, finding the easiest approach rather than unnecessary complexity; spaciousness, creating breathing room; and honoring the natural rhythms of creative work rather than forcing constant productivity.